So the 2012 Economic Freedom of the World report shows that we've continued this rapid decline we've been on for really even longer than you might think. We're down to 18th from, we were 10th in 2008, and we were second back in 2000. Last year when we talked, we had fallen below Canada, the United Kingdom, and Mauritius, and now we're even behind Finland and Denmark. And they projected trends outward. They said, well, if this trend continues over the next 10 years, by 2020, we'll have even less economic freedom than Greece and Italy, believe it or not.
What does that mean for quality of life?
Well, certainly the decline in economic freedom represents a reduction in our ability to use our resources in ways that are beneficial to us. And there's been lots of research. They've been doing this report for the last 20 years or so. And what research has shown over the years is that countries with higher economic freedom tend to have better performance on a whole host of measures like higher GDP, higher growth of GDP, higher incomes for all, not just the richest, but higher incomes even for, say, the poorest 10% of the population, lower unemployment, less child labor, higher literacy, higher life expectancy, cleaner environments, and even less corruption. So there's a whole host of things that are associated with greater freedoms that if you're getting less freedom, you're going to get less of that good stuff then. And, you know, another thing to keep in mind about this report, the data is, we're looking at countries, you know, all over the world, and the data are lagged by 2 years. So really, you know, the picture is actually worse than it might seem. This only takes us through 2010. And not only have things gotten worse since then in the area of regulation and spending, but moving forward, even if it did go through 2012, looking at what we have coming on the horizon, the Affordable Care Act, the Dodd-Frank Act, these things aren't fully implemented yet. So we don't have the full effect of those factored in, and we won't for quite some time. So it took us basically the 8 years of George Bush's administration to lose 8 places, and we've lost another 8 in just the first 2 years of Obama's. There's plenty of blame to go around. Certainly George Bush led us down this path, and we've just keep falling further.
And just switching gears a little bit, looking specifically at Florida, does the report tell us much about economic freedom in the Sunshine State compared with the rest of the nation? You know, we still have an unemployment rate above 8%. And of course, as we all know, Florida was disproportionately impacted by the burst of the housing bubble. What does this tell us about folks living here in Florida?
Well, the same group, the Fraser Institute, the think tank up in Canada, does a report on states, and they include the Canadian provinces, of course, but that'll come out in a few months here. I mean, the main lesson here does, though, apply to states as well as cities even. The idea is that, you know, if you have greater freedom for your citizens, then you're going to have better outcomes. So to the extent that Florida can increase economic freedom and personal freedoms, in my view, compared to our neighboring states with which we compete for workers and for jobs and for businesses, well, then that's going to be beneficial to us in terms of our standard of living right here in the Sunshine State.
Governor Scott here in Florida, of course, he's been in support of things like less regulatory hurdles for businesses, shrinking the size of government, things that seem like they would sort of be in line with what the results of this report show. And again, knowing that these numbers only go through 2010 and Governor Scott took office in 2011, do you think that could fare well for the state in future assessments of this report?
Well, I would say that certainly the rhetoric of the Scott administration has been one that's fairly favorable to economic freedom. I'm not so sure the reality has always matched up with that, but then again, that's fairly typical because, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, you've got to make compromises with the other party to get, you know, no governor, no president is an autocrat. You've got to get things that others will agree to. So I'm not so sure he's made the progress that he'd like to have made. But I think he has the right idea, at least in the area of economic freedom.
And Dean Stansel is economics professor at Florida Gulf Coast University. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.